A government-sponsored report says gaming could become a $1 billion export industry within the next 5 years, but New Zealand is already behind the game. The Interactive Aotearoa report says the government should have a plan and set up an interactive commission, similar to the Film Commission, to provide seed funding for fledgling companies. Conan Young reports.
That's the sound of Tower Keepers, one of many games being turned out by developers Ninja Kiwi, which had the fourth most downloaded game on the Apple App Store last year. The New Zealand Game Developers Association wrote the Interactive Aotearoa report. Its spokesperson, Stephen Knightley, says while our industry is worth just under $150 million a year, it's a relative minnow compared to the sector globally, which is now worth $250 billion, more than film and television combined.
We actually have global publishers, global investors coming to New Zealand wanting to invest in New Zealand-made games or virtual reality simulations, and we actually don't have the pipeline of studios to put in front of them. So we're turning down. We're missing some of those investment opportunities.
The report calls for the establishment of an interactive commission that fledgling developers could pitch ideas to. The best ones would gain seed funding to enable them to build up enough scale to make them attractive to big overseas investors willing to put the money in required to create the next Fortnite or World of Warcraft.
At the moment, too many New Zealand startups, they're thinking a little bit too small. Or just like a film, you actually have a fair bit of content you have to create. There's just a budget that's required to make a decent prototype that you could test with a real audience and prove that people would want to buy it.
The industry's not just about games. Dunedin-based Animation Research makes virtual reality health and education software, doing everything from making children familiar with CT scanners so they don't have to be sedated, to putting prisoners in a garage as part of teaching them maths. Managing Director Ian Taylor says any strategy for the sector needs to look long-term, and he's nervous about talk of growing it to $1 billion within just 5 years.
We need to be careful about how we put this together and how we move it forward, and really the targets and goals, because if you make the targets too high too soon, then this will kind of flash and burn, really.
Game developer Dean Hall from Rocketworks says government help for the industry can't just be about tax breaks along the lines of those given to overseas filmmakers.
Overall, it's about fostering the industry, which means making sure that we have people coming through who are considering it as a career and making people able to grow new businesses that make those video games, not just supporting the existing big ones.
As yet, there are no promises from the government about what sort of money it might be willing to put into the Interactive Commission. Economic Development Minister Phil Twyford says he looks forward to continuing discussions with the sector. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi hahi, ko Conan Young tēnei.